by Penguin.
The Girl in the Glass Tower by Elizabeth Freemantle, read by Rachel Sterling and Emily Watson.
There's an inherent limit to the stress that any material can bear. Water has its boiling point, metals their melting points. The elements of the spirit behave the same way. Happiness can reach a pitch so great that any further happiness can't be felt. Pain, despair, humiliation, disgust, and fear are no different. Once the vessel is full, the world can't add to it. Stefan Zweig, The Post Office Girl.
Part 1. The name of a successor is like the tolling of my own death bell. Elizabeth I. Is the hammering inside my head? Tap, 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 in the soft place beneath my temple, in the matter where my thoughts live. Something, someone tapping, wants to be heard, to escape. It is a subtle and prolonged species of torture, this noise, reminding me of the impossibility of freedom. I am the pane in the window overlooking the courtyard. I am cracked in two places, but still manage to hold my form. Through the glass, the world is distorted, divided into three parts, each with its own perspective, none of them quite true. Tap, tap, tap. It is the sound of my youth. For months and months, they have been renovating the rooms beneath mine. I try to keep my mind on the clean smell that drifts up, whitewash and freshly sawn timber. My maid surprises me on the floor, nose pressed to a crack in the boards to breathe it in. It takes me far into the past, and somewhere back there, I believe I will find a way to make sense of things, of the shape of my life, the shape of me. I am taken back to another tower, the little Stan Tower at Chatsworth. I was 9. I know that because it was the year the boy to whom I was betrothed died. He was the Earl of Leicester's son, not even out of babyhood. I never met him, but there was much talk of it among the servants. They said that since Leicester, despite all his efforts, never achieved the throne by marriage to the Queen, then his son might instead, by wedding the Queen's most likely heir. That was me. The walls inside the Stand Tower were cool to the touch and left a powdery residue on the tip of my finger. The door was propped up to one side, waiting to be fitted. Everything was coated in a film of fine sawdust, and the stone flags were scattered with pretty curls of shaved wood. I picked one up and threaded it on my finger, holding up my small hand to admire. Noticing the dirt beneath my nails, I imagined the fuss nurse would make later. Glad grandmother was away in London on business, otherwise, never mind my grubby nails, I would not have dared to be up at the Stand Tower without permission and with only a stable lad for company. I poked my head out from the entrance to ensure Tobias was not peeping, but he was seated on the bottom step humming tunelessly, with his back to me, as good as his word. The ponies were tearing at a tussock of grass nearby. Everything was green and full of promise. Or was it? Surely it was late summer then, and the land must have been parched, though perhaps there had been rain, for I feel sure I remember the soft squelch of mud underfoot. Memories are like that cracked pane of glass with its subtle distortions. Tap, tap, tap. I stepped into the shady interior and unbuckled my satchel, pulling out a crumpled pair of breeches, pilfered from the laundry, giving them a shake. Little eddies of dust danced and wood shavings skittered over the floor. I remembered clearly the thrill that passed through me as I held those breeches up to my body. "If only you'd been a boy," grandmother's refrain circled around my head. I stepped into them, tugging them over my shoes, not caring about the mud that smeared up my white stockings. Bunching my layers of skirt in one hand, I tied the breeches' tapes as best I could. They were much too big, puffing out wide and cuffed above the knee. The idea had come to me from a troop of players that had visited Chatsworth in the spring. I was allowed to stay up that night and watch them perform a comedy with a girl disguised as a boy, though truly it was a boy actor pretending to be a girl disguised as a boy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?